fake. Simeon in the pocket, throws to the end zone. It's well covered, and it is going to be caught for a Denver touchdown. That is Jeff Heuerman.
Too little, too late for the Broncos as they fall to 3-2 on the season. Hello, and thank you for joining us for Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani, sitting alongside John Elway. John, what did you feel like just wasn't going well on Sunday night?
Well, you know, we played good enough defensively to win the football game, even though we didn't play like we're capable of. You know, obviously, giving up the yards rushing that we hadn't been giving up all year. So, I mean, but we made a lot of mistakes, a lot of mental mistakes on the defensive side, but still played well enough to win on the defensive side. And we just, you know, offensively, we just made way too many mistakes. So, offensively, it's about execution, and you just can't shoot yourself in the foot as many times as we've done that. Plus, in red zone, you got to be able to get in the end zone when you get down there. So, you know, the combination of a lot of different things turned out to a very poor performance.
A couple of guys got banged up on Sunday night, too. You feel confident in the next man up approach, especially right tackle, wide receiver?
Well, we're going to have to, you know, and you know, that's why we have 53 guys on our roster. You know, we're going to have injuries at certain times, and, you know, unfortunately, it was to the two wideouts, to same position, you know, with Emmanuel as well as McKenzie. So, you know, we got to have the next guy step up, and as well as a right tackle with Menelik going down and Turner breaking his hand. So, you know, Donald Stevenson will have to step in there, and we'll have to keep going. We don't have time to look back and say, you know, poor us. We've got to, you know, go on the road now for three in a row and you know, be ready to play a heck of a lot better football than we've been playing.
Well, it is time to turn the page to the Chargers. When we come back, we'll talk about the Broncos' trip to Los Angeles.
That Emmanuel Sanders catch was unreal. Bring it up.
I see the pass is a little ahead of me, so I lay out for the grab. Soft hands, baby.
CenturyLink connects you to your home team and the power of the digital world. CenturyLink, your link to what's next.
The difference between possible and impossible? It's a person who believes they can. Surrounded and supported by others. By us, who believe it too. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. At U.S. Bank, we believe one small change can echo throughout a community. That's why we support, invest, and volunteer in communities like yours.
Can you hear me?
U.S. Bank. The power of possible.
Play fake. Simi rolls to his right. Can he run it in? He stops. He cuts up inside, and he dances into the end zone with a Denver touchdown. He made Joey Bosa miss. And Bosa's a pretty athletic defensive end.
Welcome back to LA Access. John, you mentioned the three-game road trip coming up. What are the challenges facing the Chargers now for the second time around?
Well, I mean, it's always a little bit tougher when you play them, especially if you beat them the first time. You know, I mean, because all of a sudden now they've got a little bit more incentive and, you know, it was a close game and, you know, we were way ahead. They kind of came back and then, you know, we were able to block the field goal to keep it out of overtime. So it was a very close game here in our backyard and now we have to go to, out to L.A. And so you know, anytime you're on the road, no matter where it is, it's going to be a little bit more difficult. So, but the bottom line is it doesn't matter where we play. If we don't play better than we played last week, then it's going to be a long day for us again.
The Broncos are heading to Los Angeles for the first time since 1994. You have any favorite memories of playing in L.A.?
You know, my memories are more of living there in high school. I enjoyed living there. You know, it's in the San Fernando Valley in Granada Hills, and so I really enjoyed my 3 years in high school down there. And so that's kind of what I remember. You know, obviously I played there against the Raiders in the 80s, late 80s and early, in the 90s, and they had pretty good football teams. So it was always a difficult place to go play. But, you know, it'll be a unique feeling going to, you know, a smaller stadium like we're going with 27,000 people there. So it'll be interesting to see what the feel is. But, again, goes back to the same thing, and that's what goes on between those lines, and hopefully we're ready to go.
Well, I'm sure Broncos country will show up in Southern California like they always do. That's going to do it for LA Access. For John Elway, I'm Phil Milani.